This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Late winter nor'easter.
Prepared with soup, prepared with food, prepared with firewood.
Reeling from bank angst.
It would have wiped us out. I just was in shock.
Trump on the stump.
We won Iowa twice.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's bad weather on each side of the country. More rain in California and a nor'easter is blasting sections of Pennsylvania, upstate New York, and New England. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports some places could get around a foot of snow.
Officials are warning drivers to beware of slippery roads and low visibility.
This is an event where the snow is going to be so much heavier. Just wait. You don't have to do it the second it falls.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency and has already activated the National Guard, warning the storm could be deadly.
Stay in your homes. It is very, very hard to plow the roads when there are people in front of you or cars that insisted on venturing out and end up in a ditch and have to be rescued.
According to the National Weather Service, wind gusts could reach 50 miles an hour from New York City to Boston.
When you live in New England, if you're not prepared, you're looking for trouble.
In California, a new batch of snow and rain. Flooding is a major problem in many places.
My worst fear happened. This is as bad as it gets.
And along the Pajaro River, efforts to patch a levee continue. 8,500 people in that area left their homes. California's been hit this winter with 10 atmospheric rivers, long plumes of moisture that turn to rain and snow when they make landfall. There were lines outside Silicon Valley Bank yesterday, despite government assurances that all deposits will be covered in full after Friday's collapse. Now the bank is being sued by shareholders. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Are you satisfied with the service you received today and what the FDIC is telling you happens next?
Sort of.
Customers of Silicon Valley Bank waiting outside headquarters for hours just for a chance to withdraw their deposits.
You could either do it with the cashier's check, cash, or wire. Who wants to carry out a bag full of money out into their car?
Bob B. opened a personal account with SVB around two decades ago. At risk, most of his life savings.
The officers of the company causes a bank to crash like they did here, and people are losing money. They should go to jail.
Similar scenes took place at Signature Bank in New York, which dealt heavily in cryptocurrency and failed just 2 days after SVB.
I cannot believe it.
Meanwhile, CBS News has learned SVB was operating without a chief risk officer for months before one was hired in January.
Bank stocks took a pounding yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, S&P futures are up. Facing a possible New York indictment, former President Trump hit the campaign trail. CBS's Robert Costa says the GOP candidate went to Iowa.
It's great to be in
Davenport.
Former President Trump returned to Iowa, marking his first visit to the early voting state since he announced his 2024 presidential campaign.
And every promise I made to Iowa as a candidate, I fulfilled as your president.
The stop came days after Trump rivals were in Iowa, staking out their own ground.
We will fight the woke in education.
Trump wasted no time going after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis strongly opposed ethanol. Do you know that? And we don't even know if he's running.
But Trump's legal challenges loomed, as did a possible New York indictment.
This is not going to be a long, drawn-out process.
Former prosecutor Nick Ackerman says the Manhattan district attorney likely already has an indictment for Trump drafted.
The DA's office knows what they're charging, so I would expect in a matter of days we're going to see an indictment.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been discharged from a hospital after last week's fall that required treatment for a concussion and a rib fracture. He'll continue his recovery at an inpatient rehab facility.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
A 13-year-old girl reported missing in Texas has been found in a locked shed behind a home in North Carolina. Sheriff Richie Simmons says a 34-year-old man is charged in the case. He communicated with her on social media.
That's how these things happen, is not being supervised, and these kids are very sharp with these computers.
Security cameras near the girl's home picked up a license plate number that was registered to the suspect's address. Today, President Biden is expected to sign an executive order that looks to increase background checks to buy a gun. It will also promote more secure gun storage. Overseas, there's word protests in France could disrupt the country's airports tomorrow as opposition continues to mount to pension reform and a hike in the retirement age.
Paris city officials are worried as garbage piles up on the streets. Rats have been seen ripping at refuse sacks as some 6,000 tons of trash and counting goes uncollected. Adding to the problem, strikers have blockaded the three garbage treatment plants in the French capital. Refuse workers vote tomorrow on continuing their week-old strike to protest pension reforms. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A California appeals court has ruled companies like Uber and Lyft do not have to treat their drivers as employees. CBS's Matt Piper.
It means the companies do not have to provide certain worker protections and benefits. The ruling upholds a voter-approved law called Prop 22 that said drivers for rideshare companies are independent contractors. While it's a defeat for labor unions, Uber says it's a victory for app-based workers.
Former Colorado Congresswoman and one-time presidential candidate Pat Schroeder has died in Florida after a recent stroke at 82. When first elected in 1972, Congress was a male bastion.
We would have to line up. They would always come and say to me, no, you don't understand. The member goes in front of you. And I would say, no, I'm the member. And they'd say, no, I know you're a member of the human race, but, no. I mean, yeah.
Schroeder was best known for pushing to get family leave passed in Congress. And Olympic gold medalist Dick Fosbury has died. In 1968 at the Mexico City Games, the American used what became known as the Fosbury flop to win the high jump, going backwards over the bar.
I knew I had to do something different to get over that bar, and so trying to lift my hips, I leaned back to get my body out of the way, and it worked.
Mocked at first, it's now the standard in the sport. Dick Fosbury was 76.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It seems a quick walk can do some long-term good.
Sit at a computer all day? Researchers at Columbia University have found a solution to keep you healthier.
We found a 5-minute light walk every half hour offset many of the harms from sitting.
Dr. Keith Diaz says being on your bum all day can increase the risk for heart disease, diabetes, and even some forms of cancer. But that short walk should not be a replacement for regular exercise. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Nielsen says 18.7 million people watched Sunday night's Academy Awards telecast, according to preliminary numbers. That's a 12% larger audience than last year, and it's a 3-year high, but it's still one of the smallest audiences for the big night on record. 8.2 million opted for the season finale of The Last of Us on HBO. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.